This is an audio article created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust, who are based in Southampton. It has been created as part of the Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project and has been made possible thanks to funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund. This article has been recorded with the kind support of the Southampton area Talking Echo at their studio in Mount Pleasant Road, Southampton. The Forgotten Wrecks project is being run by the Maritime Archaeology Trust. Between 2014 and 2018, the project aims to research the stories behind the 1,000 or so vessels that were wrecked off the south coast of England during the First World War. A separate 7-minute article, available via the Talking News Federation and the Maritime Archaeology Trust, provides background information about the project. This article is about HMS Niger. HMS Niger was a torpedo gunboat owned by the British Royal Navy, which was acting as a guard ship in the Downs at the time of her loss. The events unfolded on the 11th of November, 1914, when the vessel was at anchor at Deal Pier. At 10 minutes past 12 in the afternoon, she was struck by a torpedo fired from a U-12, a German submarine, which caused a catastrophic explosion. The vessel remained above the water for about 20 minutes until she turned upside down, her propellers becoming visible above the surface, and then she went down rapidly. Her scattered wreckage now lies at a distance of approximately 1.5 miles from the Deal shore. These events were witnessed by thousands of spectators who had gathered at the shore. Upon hearing the explosion, the crowds launched hundreds of lifeboats, and although 4 people were injured in the explosion, they were able to save all 85 of the crew on board. Local people who had helped save the lives of the crew were later honoured with silver medals by the Admiralty. Although HMS Niger was an unequivocal loss to the British Navy, it is believed that one of the last members of the crew to be rescued risked his life by dismantling the ship's ensign and tying it to his waist to ensure that it would never reach German hands. This article was researched and written by Ruby Shaw, a volunteer with the Forgotten Wrecks Project. You've been listening to one of a series of audio articles created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust as part of their Heritage Lottery-funded Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project. Future articles will cover more of the wrecks and sites that are being researched and investigated through the project. We'd love to get your feedback on these articles and your suggestions for what you'd like to hear about the future. And, of course, if you'd like to get involved as a project volunteer, perhaps you'd like to write or record one of the future audio articles. Please contact us via the project website, The Forgotten Wrecks, or via telephone on 023 8023 7300. Your reader for this article has been Peter Crick, and your sound engineer, Mr. Chris Litton. And that brings us to the end of this audio article. Goodbye.